For those of you who are here this week and weren't here last week, we began a discussion on being a pilgrim. In fact, that's the theme of the whole camp for the whole season, to become a pilgrim. And we define being a pilgrim as someone who starts on a journey. Now, I concluded that we are all on a journey from the day we are born. We begin the journey of life. And we don't know how long that journey will be, we don't know when it will end. But our spiritual pilgrimage begins when? When do we become a spiritual pilgrim? Pardon?
When you get saved.
When you get saved. When you come to an understanding, when you're old enough to know right from wrong, you're old enough to understand the stories from the Bible that your Sunday school teachers teach you or whoever, and you make a decision. You make the decision to become a spiritual pilgrim. And your journey begins from that day on. We looked at the first page. Let's turn to, before we get to the H's, let's turn to the first page in your blue books. And we also concluded that after you decide to become a Christian, and we call it being saved from your sins, what do we do after that? That makes it sort of official. What makes our journey official as a pilgrim? What step? Say it. Water baptism. Now, some of you have not been baptized with water. Now, I want you to consider that when you get back to your home churches. If you've really decided to become a pilgrim and you want God to direct your life, you go to your pastor or your youth pastor or your Sunday school teacher and you tell them, I want to be baptized in water. That makes you official Christian, more or less. Am I right? Or is that right? It seals it. It seals it. And you do it publicly before people. And they hear you testify. And now, right after that, Brother Philip read this verse with us. Let's read it on the first page. First page of your blue book. Let's read it together. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, for Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, and not on things on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. All right, now, after we've taken the step of baptism, that first line says, if then you have been raised with Christ. And Brother Philip said that refers to our water baptism. We've been buried, right, in the water, and then we've been raised. Now, what should we do now as new pilgrims? What does it say here? What are we to do now? Read it, second line. Seek those things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and set your minds on things that are above, not on things on the earth. All right? I want you to find a blank page in your book, or a cover, someplace where you can write. And I just want to discuss with you briefly, what does it mean not to set your mind on things that are on the earth? Don't we live here? Mm-hmm. We live here. Are there things that are really necessary? Yes or no? Yes. But he says, don't set your minds on things on earth. Put them on heavenly things. But I wrote down a list of things that we need on earth. I want you to write this definition. This is what I think the verse means. Don't set your things on earthly things, your mind. The obtaining of these things that we have on earth should not be the driving force in our lives. They should not be we should not be dominated by securing these things. You get that idea? There are certain things that we do need on this earth, but that shouldn't be the driving force of our lives. You understand? I'm going to give you a list. Maybe you'll understand better. All right? What are some things that we need here on earth, food. Naturally speaking?
Food.
Food. Okay. Do some people live just for eating?
Yes.
They have to go to the best restaurants. They have to go to the best... what else do you go to? Lobster dinners, expensive places, and they live... They're not satisfied just with the nutrition food. So put down food if you want. I didn't have that down, but that's all right. Food. Some people live to eat. Even at camp, they can't wait. They can hardly wait till 12:30 comes. And then they can't wait till 5:30 comes. It's just, that's all that goes on here at camp is you're eating. But we don't live for that. We need food, but that shouldn't be the thing that's driving us every day. All right, I'll give you some. Clothes. Do we need clothes? Yes. Put it down. Girls, are you interested in the latest fashions? Yeah? You buy the fashion magazine? This is in style, so I have to have this skirt. This is in style, so I have to have these shoes. Talk about shoes. What's in style for shoes today, ladies? What's... Yeah. You know what she's saying? You see the girls walking around in spikes? Tessie, 50 years ago, maybe you're not back that far. Yes, you are. Spikes were in fashion. We called them spikes. You know those 3-inch heels that the girls try to walk around in? That would be good for me, right? It would make me taller. But you know, I'm going to tell you something. Girls, you need clothes, but you don't need the latest fashion. Remember that. You're a pilgrim. You're different. Just because they're wearing skirts up to here, you know, that doesn't mean that you have to wear skirts up to here. You don't have to be in style with the latest fashions. And the fellas, too. How much did your sneakers cost? Some of you have the latest brand names. One mother came to me and said, "My kids, my boys, want the $100 sneakers." What's the name of that brand?
Jordan.
Yeah. I don't think any of you have those on, do you?
No.
Listen, we need shoes. We need sneakers. But we don't need the $100 ones. There's a lady in our church. She has two boys. And she says, "My boys are asking me to get these expensive sneakers." And I said, "Well, do you get them?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Why?" "Well, because all the other boys in their classes are going to make fun of them if they don't have those expensive sneakers." Well, I think she's a very foolish mother. You wouldn't get 100 pair of sneakers from me.
Be a flyers.
Huh? No, you see what I mean? These are setting our minds on things on the earth. We need these things. We need clothes. We need food. But not to go to what? Extremes. All right? You getting my point? All right, next one. Money. How many of you like to make money? How many of you are always asking your parents for more money? Increase my allowance, Mom. I need more money. And your mother says, no. You have enough. Money. Is there anything wrong with money?
No.
It's the love of money. It's the love of money. I want money. Put this down. I want a savings account. I want a checking account. I want CDs. I want... What do you get when you go on a pension? Your IRAs? What do you get?
401k.
Okay. I want my Social Security money.
401k.
I want to save for my old age. I want a nest egg. IRAs. And people live for that. They work for it. They work and work and work. And they constantly... One woman, every 6 months, she had to take her CDs to the bank to get the interest put in. What do you get on a CD? 0.5% now? But every 6 months, she had to go and get those. My sister had hers for 5 years, and she didn't get it done. She doesn't care. That's good. The bank has it anyhow, don't they? Whether it's in your book or not? Or don't you know what CDs are? You don't know what CDs are, huh? Well, you'll grow up. You'll find out. All right. We need money. But that should not be the driving force in our lives. Men take one job, they take two jobs, they work overtime. Why? Why?
Make money.
To make money, to buy more. And we're not supposed to set our minds on earthly things. There's nothing wrong with money. And then when they're working so hard and so many hours, when does church come in? They can't come to Tuesday night prayer meeting. They can't come to Thursday night Bible study. They can't come on Sunday night because they have to get their sleep to go to work and to work overtime. You see where it goes wrong? Put down a job with the money. Be careful what job you take, that it doesn't keep you from doing God's work, all right? Be careful. And you don't work on Sundays. You got that? You're setting your mind on heavenly things, not on earthly things. All right, what else are some things that people strive for? That's earthly. They need it, but?
Love.
Love. Marriage. Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Yeah. You're looking for a boyfriend. You're looking for a girlfriend. Well, take it easy. You're only teenagers yet. You're not too old. There's nothing wrong with having a family. There's nothing wrong with having a wife and a husband. But don't get so overtaken in looking. You understand? God will bring you the right person at the right time. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. All right. Something else that you should be interested. Yes, girls? What?
Phones.
I can't hear you.
Phones.
Oh, phones. I've got to have that newest phone, right? This one is old. Or I got to have a computer. Put it down. I've got to have... What else? Internet connection. I have to have an iPod. I don't know what that is. But I've heard about it.
A laptop.
What else do you want? All kinds of phones. My son has maybe 3 different kinds. But that's okay. He has to have them because his job is... But you know, don't make these things your driving force to get them. You understand? It's all right to have them if you have the money. But don't make these things your goal. This is what I have to have. All right? That's earthly. All right, something else.
Houses.
Pardon?
Houses.
Houses. Your one boy, after he graduated from college, he says, now my aim is, first I get a good paying job, then I'm going to buy a car, and then I'm going to buy a house. It's okay to plan, but don't make that the main thing that's going to happen in your life, all right? And you put other heavenly things aside. You can put that down, a house, or I want an apartment. It's okay.
A car.
Pardon?
A car.
Okay, fellas. What is your first desire when you become a teenager? What's the first thing on wheels that you want? What?
Car.
A bike? A bike. Oh, no. I don't think you start there. Really? A bike? No?
No.
A bike?
No.
No?
Car.
A car is the first thing you want? Okay. Put it down. I want a car. And not a jalopy, okay? Not a secondhand one. I want the newest one. Of course, they only cost $25,000, and you don't have that kind of money, so forget it, fellas.
Credit cards.
But see, this is all earthly. When you have the money, then you buy it. Or maybe you want skates. Some kids love skates. They go zooming around the streets on these two-wheel skates. Okay? Put that down. You need it. You could need a car. All right, something else. What else comes on Sunday afternoons or maybe during the week?
Sports.
Begins with an S.
Sports.
Put it down. There's nothing wrong in sports, but don't go beyond, all right? You'll sit for how many hours watching a ball game? How many hours? 3, 4, and when it goes into the 11th inning, you're still there and you're so tired, but I've got to see who wins. I can't wait till tomorrow to find the final score. You see, we overdo these things, and it's not right. It's really not right. Okay? Sports. Any kind of sports. What about vacations? You go on one vacation, and then 4 weeks later, you're planning for another vacation, another cruise, another trip, another flight. And it just goes on and on. And it's just all that people are taken up with. All right? Listen, you know these things down? All right. I got one more thing down here. See if you can guess it. And you kids ought to be interested in it now.
School. But
you should be interested in this one. It's earthly, but you need it, but you don't have to devote your whole time to pursuing this thing. Begins with an E.
Education.
Your education. You need an education. You need it. You need college. You need a master's degree, if that's what you're following. But this should not be the consuming of all your time to the setting aside of heavenly things. Are you getting the point of what I'm trying to tell you?
Yes.
Earthly things we need, but don't let them dominate all your time. I have a little chorus here that we used to sing. Once you become a heavenly pilgrim, things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my life to Jesus. Things I loved before have passed away. Things I love far more have come to stay. Things are different now. When you go home, I'm going to ask your mother someday. I'm going to call her up and say, is Patrick any different now that he's come from camp? That goes for any of you. Are your parents and are your friends going to know there's a difference? You were at Pilgrim Camp for 2 weeks, and you gave your time to serving God. Is there a difference now? Things are different now? I gave my heart to Jesus. You want me to call your mother too? No, things should be different, boys and girls and grown-ups. As a result of being here, you ought to have been changed this week. And you ought to know why you're a pilgrim. And you're not here to fulfill all these things to excess. Okay? Things are different now. Now turn back to your first page. In Matthew 6:33, I'm going to tell you what it says. Matthew 6:33, write it down. Jesus said, seek first, what? The kingdom of God. Seek the heavenly things. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these other things that you need, God, what? Shall be added to you. Don't try to add these things. You seek God's kingdom first, the things of Jesus in your church or wherever, and he's going to add all these things to you. You got that now? You wrote it down? You don't have a pen? Seek first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you that you need. All right, now here's your assignment. What are the heavenly things that we ought to seek? What are the heavenly things? Don't tell me now. You write them down. We're not to have earthly things always on our mind. We're to seek those things that are above. What are those things? What are the things above in heaven? Heavenly things. What are we supposed to do now? We're Christians. We're pilgrims. We're on this earth. And we're not to be so earthly minded. Now, what are the things we're supposed to seek that's heavenly? You find out, all right? Think. Okay, and now we're going to get to our H's. We're pilgrims now. We're changed. We're new creatures. Do our traits change our character? Does our character change? You were sort of this way, and now you're this way? And we were going to list verses and words beginning with H. How should a Christian be? How would you describe a Christian, beginning with the letter H? All right. How many did you find? Just call out. Just tell me. How many? How many H's? Did you do it?
12.
Let me see your books. Let me see your books. Okay. Okay. Did you get a verse too? Did you find a verse where that word was in? Did you find a verse with it? Anybody? How many? Let me see your books. Girl, hold up your books. You all did it? All right, how many of you got 5? How many got 8?
I got 8.
Oh, I got 9.
How many got 10? 10? Others? How many got 15? 10 is the limit? Count it up. Wait a minute. Sarah. How many?
You were on the list.
How
many? That's Mary.
You got about 20.
14.
14? I thought you had more than me.
Yeah.
You got 12.
That's Mary.
That's Mary. Sarah's your sister. That's Mary.
Oh, that's Mary. I'm sorry, Mary. That's Mary. She came to me the other day and she said she wanted to correspond with me. So we exchanged addresses. And then I looked at her and I said, how many H's did you find? And she says, 9. So what do you think I told her? Shame on you?
Yes.
No. I said, go to the library across there. Find a concordance. Look under the letter H. And you'll find all the words that describe a Christian under the letter H. And about 2 hours later, she comes back to me and she shows me her book. And she had a whole list. You had more than me. Right?
Yeah.
And so you come up here. Come up here, Sarah.
Mary.
Come up here. And she not only had a list of the words, she had the reference where you could find in your Bible where that word was. And I'd like to present you with this. Take it.
Oh.
$20. You could have gotten it. Thank you. But let's do the first one.
There's a reward for interest.
If I had told you, fellas, ahead of time that I was going to give you $20.
Oh, right.
I would have gone broke.
I would have left the library. I've been all day.
But you're earthly minded. You do something because you're going to get the money for it. No, but you see, we're not going to forget these words. This is what you are supposed to be. All right? I want her to read the reference. First, read the reference, and then you listen to what the word is with H. All right? Nice and loud in here.
Just the reference?
Take any one you want.
I guess I'll do humble.
She doesn't want you to tell.
Should I do
word.
Happy or? Oh.
She doesn't want you to tell.
Oh, I'm
one.
Sorry.
Take any one you want.
All right, I'll just choose another one then.
Read the scripture.
2 Corinthians 8:21.
Now you read it.
Okay.
We are to be what now? As pilgrims, what kind of person are we to be?
Providing, 2 Corinthians 8:21, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men.
Provide what?
Providing for honest things.
Provide for honest things. All right, what would be the opposite? You were what before you were a Christian? You were dishonest. right? You lied. You weren't truthful all the time. But now you are to be what? Honest in everything that you do and say, yes? Or give me another one. You choose this time.
Deuteronomy 33:29. Should I read it?
This was supposed to be your first one. I gave it to you. What was it? A Christian is to be what?
Happy.
Happy, yeah. A Christian is to be happy. You weren't always happy before you were a Christian. Now you ought to be happy. All right, give us another one and the reference. Psalm 128:2. All right, let's go a little bit quickly. Choose another one.
1 Peter 5:6.
1 Peter 5:6. Read it. You got it?
Do you want me to read it?
1 Peter 5:6. What's the word?
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time.
You got it down? Humble. All right, now you may sit down, and I'm going to have some of the other girls, or some of the fellas. Who would volunteer a word? You've got happy, you've got honest, and you have humble. Before you were proud, now you're humble. Another verse, somebody, anyone.
Helpful.
We ought to be helpful. Another one.
Holy.
Wait, what?
Holy.
Really? Holy. How were you before? Unholy. All right, you were bad. All of us. Yeah. You're not the only one. We're all like that. Okay, we're all bad. But now we're going to be holy, right? Another one. Anyone? Yes? I can't hear you.
Healthy.
Yes. The Bible says we ought to prosper spiritually as we are prospering, healthy in our bodies. We ought to be healthy. All right, another one? Adults.
Hopeful.
Hopeful. Okay. Another one?
Hungry for righteousness.
Hungry. I don't have that, Valerie. That's a good one. Hungry for righteousness. All right? Another one? What do you have? What do you have?
Humility.
Humble. We have that. Humble. What else?
Ooh.
Hospitable. Did you get that? Hospitable. That means you can entertain your friends and have maybe a Bible study, all right? And give them some food to eat. Hospitable. Did you say honest? Has everybody got honest down? You used to be a liar? Huh? And now you are honest. You ought to do things heartily. Heartily. Your job, heartily. Another one.
Honorable.
What?
Honorable.
We ought to be honorable, yes. Honorable. I think we got all of them.
Healed.
Pardon?
Healed.
I don't get it.
Healed.
A healer? Does anybody have one that we haven't mentioned?
Say heavenly.
What?
Heavenly.
You know, that's a good one. Because what does it say in on the first page? We ought to be heavenly minded. And that's it. We ought to be heavenly minded. Okay? I'm going to read mine off. See, you check them off now. Happy?
Heroic.
What?
Heroic.
Heroic. Heroic, yes, that's good. Heroic. You got a Bible verse for that?
No.
David was heroic, wasn't he? He was Goliath. He was heroic. All right. Happy? Harmless? As a dove? Heavenly minded? Helpful, a hearer of the word, and not a doer only. What you do, you ought to do heartily. You ought to be a healthy Christian, physically, holy, hopeful, hospitable, honest, honorable, and humble. Now, this is the way you're supposed to be now, all right? These are the character traits that God wants to build into your life. It doesn't come all at once. None of these come all at once. It's a lifetime process. These traits begin to build and build and build in you, and you become better and better and better. All right? I don't know if I had a closing remark. Just let me check, all right? No, I just have the assignment. I want you to bring to me sometime during this week, what are we to think about now? We're on earth. We're not going to go extremes in any of these areas that we mentioned. But now we're going to be heavenly minded. What are we going to be doing and thinking about now as Christians? All right? The Bible definitely gives us some things that we ought to do. So see how many you can find. And I'm not giving out another $20, all right?
You have to do it free.